צריך להיות צמוד לזה, אז...
אני אתן לו לשלוטורציה, זה גם לשלוטורציה, זה מה שמוד.
Don't I? I look crazy. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, you need to watch. It's time to start. It's like this is fine? Okay, fine. It's fine. Okay. This is fine already? You can hear me this way? Okay, so I'm ready to start. No, it's fine. This is great. Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. Last night in Shul, I was, after the first Kaddish, I said, L'davra Shemori, and my 19-year-old son says, oh, wow, it's Chodesh Elul. That's really, you know, you don't hear that so often. And if you're wondering why I'm wearing this mouthpiece, is it's Chodesh Elul, we have to improve ourselves, work on ourselves, and trying to make sure that I'll be easier to hear me today. The shiur today is being sponsored anonymously in honor of two of the regular attendees and a special birthday. We just hope that the honorees, those who is in honor of, should be zochad mei avashem shana to much nachas and much hatzlacha, much bracha in their lives. Today's shiur about Chodesh Elul, as Chodesh Elul being a defense against the Satan, it's really, I would say, the second part of last year's shiur. But just like last year's shiur stands on its own, this year's shiur stands on its own also. And there are many characteristics to Chodesh Elul, and this year I would like to deal with, as the title of the shiur is, a defense against the Satan. If you would ask somebody what we do in Chodesh Elul, especially for Ashkenazim, for Sfaradim, Chodesh Elul is about slichos. For Ashkenazim, and already you can hear already some of the nigune slichos, but for Ashkenazim, Chodesh Elul is maybe about L'davar Hashem Ori, but it's really about Kiyah Shofar, hearing the shofar in shul. As a matter of fact, the second half of my son's statement last night was, it's Chodesh Elul, tomorrow we can hear the shofar in shul. And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Aleph, source number one, begins Hilchos Rosh Hashanah with Noah Gimlokum Bashmoris Lomar Slichos. The minhag of Svardim is to get up early in the morning to say Slichos from Rosh Chodesh Elul Ve'elech until Yom Kippur. And then Ramah adds, says, Uminach b'nei Ashkenan ein okein. Our minhag is not this way. Ela me Rosh Chodesh Elul Ve'elech maschil lisko achar atvila shacharis. The minhag in Chodesh Elul is to blow shofar after shacharis. And then there are those that have a minhag to blow also in Myriv. In general, the minhag today is to blow after shacharis. And then we begin to say slichos from the first Sunday, one of the Sundays of Rosh Hashanah, but we're not going to focus on that today. This halacha that we blow shofar from Chodesh Elul is actually based on a Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. And blowing shofar from Chodesh Elul certainly today is not stam a minhag. It seems to be much more than a minhag. If you look at source number 7, so the Pirkei Rabbi Lezer says, Rav Yeshua ben Korcha Omer, Arba Yom Asa Moshe Bahar, Moshe Rabbeinu spent 40 days on Har Sinai. Kori Das Mikra B'Yom, he learned Torah Shebichsav in the daytime. Bishone B'Das Mikra B'Layla. And he would go over in Torah Shebal Peh at night. Ula Achar Arboim Yom. And after 40 days, Lokach HaSaluchos, he took the Luchos. V'Yor L'Machane, he came down to the Machane Yisrael, V'Shosh V'Tamuz. And we know what happened. V'shiver et haluchos, he broke the luchos. V'harag eschote Yisrael, he killed those who sinned. V'asa arboim yom ha'machane. As opposed to what most of Forshim accept, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up for another 40 days, according to the Pirkei of Elazar, that was not the shir for this, but he actually, Moshe Rabbeinu spent the next 40 days down in the Machane Yisrael, as the Pirkei of Elazar says, atchesarafetze egel, till he burnt the egel, v'katato gafar ha'aretz, and he had to grind it till it became like dirt. V'hichris avodah zarah miYisrael. He had to wipe out idolatry from the Jews. V'hiskin kol shevet v'komo, and he was able to help each shevet to be in its proper place. U'v'rosh chodesh el amar lo akadosh baruch hu. Rosh chodesh el akadosh baruch hu said to Moshe, alei alei ohara v'aviru shor b'machana. Shorei Moshe ola lahar shal yitu odach re'avodah zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain, and they blew the, she says, in the maver a shofar, to make sure the Jews would not go again and sin after Avodah Zorah. V'akadosh Baruch Hu nis'ala bos a shofar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miskadosh the shofar. And therefore, the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer points out, v'chein hiskinu chachamim, the chachamim were misakein, zatakonis chachamim,
Sheyu Tokim Veshov Rosh Chodesh B'Chodesh Ela V'Chol Shana V'Shana. It's a mistake in print. It's a Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, obviously, is a that's a Din D'Oraisa. But it says Rosh Chodesh Ela there Mitzaken to blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh Ela in every single year. So really, what happened today wasn't just the minug. Seems to be some sort of a takana. It's not like Kiya Shofar, it's not a Chiyav on the Yachid, it's only a Chiyav on the Tzibur, there's no bracha, but there is this minhag. And this is quoted by the Tur. If you look at source number 2, the Tur points out, quotes a Tiferek Lev Elazar, a Tanferek Lev Elazar, Rosh Chodesh El Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Alei Alei Ahara, come to me to the mountain, Sha'az Ol LeKavu Luchas Achronos. At that point, Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai to accept the second luchos, the viru shofar memachna, and the shofar was sounded throughout the camp, was blown. Moshe Olahar, Moshe went to the mountain. Yitu alachar ezor avodas kalilim. They shouldn't make a mistake. Hakadosh b'disalavos the shofar shnamar olakim v'srua, and Hakadosh Baruch is miskadesh with the shofar, as we will say Rosh Hashanah, olakim v'trua. Hakadosh Baruch who goes up in our eyes. Ulechein hiskinu chazal, again the same idea. Sheutokim v'rosh chodesh elu b'chol shana v'shana. V'chol chodesh, v'chol chodesh, and then it goes on, and he goes on and he says, the tour, etan v'chol chodesh, and also the rest of the month, seems like it's also part of the takana, kedei lahasir yisrael sheyasu tshuva, to warn the Jews to tshuva, shenemar im yitka v'shov v'ir, Ukidei la'arbiv ha-satan, and in order to go ahead and to confuse the satan. I'd like to come back to the idea of confusing the satan in a minute, but just before we discuss the satan, otherwise known as the devil, I would like to just deal with one question that the Beis Yosef asks and many achronim ask. The Beis Yosef asks in source number 3 that there's a pasuk which the Tur quotes, im yidka shofar be'ir, that if you blow the shofar, will not people be afraid? And then it quotes also a pasuk he says, Beis Yosef asks the question that why do we need the pasuk yidka shofar be'ir? If the shofar is blown, of course everyone will be afraid, will be concerned, will be in awe. The fact is that you should blow the shofar because they blew the shofar shchodesh el in the midbar. So Beis Yosef points out that you might think that a shofar is not really necessary. A good Musar Shmuz, a good drasha is enough. The shofar they use in the Midbar. So it says, in Yitka, so therefore it says that in Yitka shofar v'ir, that for whatever reason, we need the shofar. And hopefully we'll come back and explain why the shofar, what is very special about the shofar. But in other words, the point of the pasuk, according to Beis Yosef, is to tell us, you might think, okay, a good Musar Shmuz is enough. If Yitka shofar v'ir, v'am lo yecharadu, the shofar on some level has some sort of impact which can touch the Jewish people. For that reason, we blow the shofar during Chodesh Elul. Now, the idea of being ma'arbev the satan, confusing the satan. Now, this is something which, as we see according to the Tur, when we blow shofar tomorrow, that's la'arbev a satan already. Ramah applies something different. We'll come to that. But that's la'arbev to confuse the satan. And, you know, as we'll see, we'll point out in the Shir, there are other things that we do to confuse the satan. Now, when I see this, I'm always reminded of this nice story about, let's say it was actually told about a lady that converted. And obviously, the reason why I think an example of a lady convert is used because a lady is sometimes more passionate about what she hears. And, you know, she was very religious, and she used to go to shul every Shabbos and listen to the Parsha, and she would have, when I heard it, obviously, it wasn't the Archkol Chumash, it was the Hertz Chumash, you know, and she would be looking and listening to the Hebrew and looking at the English, and it came to Parshas Vayeshev. And she hears about the fact that Yaakov Avinu sends Yosef to see his brothers, and she imagines in her mind, this is the first time she's hearing this, she imagines in her mind, Yosef excited to see her brothers, and then her brothers come, and they take him, and they strip him, and they want to kill him, and then the last moment he's saved, and they sell him to be a slave in Egypt, and you know, and you can imagine what's going through Yosef's mind, and in the middle of shul, she bursts out crying. Someone says, what's the matter? And she says, I feel so bad. And by the way, this is the way we should all hear the Torah, you should know. That's the way you should hear it. Like, it's actually happening. It's terrible, so sad, so tragic. Okay? Anyway, the next year, she comes to shul, Parshas Vayeshev. And again, she has her chumash, she's looking inside. And in the middle of the Kriya, Parsha Vayesh, she starts laughing. So one of the ladies, remember from the year before, she was crying. Yes, what's the difference? Why are you laughing this year? She says, listen, he says, last year was tragic. But if Yosef fell in the same trap in the same year, he's just, there's something wrong with him. And I think, you know, we think every year we pull the same, if we understand the Satan literally, we pull the same trick on the Satan, and the Satan doesn't seem to be a very smart fellow. But the truth of the matter is, the Satan is very smart. The Satan is very bright. And obviously, if we think that when we blow shofar and chodesh el, all other things we do, out of the Satan, really the point is to literally fool the Satan, there's something wrong. And the point of the shir is really to understand, what does it mean, l'arbevet ha-satan? What does that mean? How can we stand a chodesh elul, l'arbevet ha-satan? Because we know the satan likes to be mekatreg. And what can we do? How can we take the experience of chodesh elul to make sure that the satan cannot be mekatreg, cannot really go ahead and stand against us. Okay, that's really that is, I would say, the second question of the shir. Let's just go on. No. I think Moshe Rabbeinu just did a Rosh Chodesh Elul. Okay, now, Tekanas Chazal, I don't know when the Tekana came. He says Viskinu, and you know there could be. Again, I don't know. It could be the worst takanas chachamim in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu also. I don't know. And it could be it happened later on. For whatever reason, it's b'iskinu chazal. And, you know, again, but that's the Lashon Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. I don't know exactly when it happened, but it certainly stems from the time of chazal. So let's go on. So then in source number 4, the Shulchan Aruch points out that we don't fall on our faces, our Rosh Hashanah, Bitzfila, there's no Tachnun. Okay, fine. And then he says, Ramat, we have ain't token, Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Why not? So, say from Menhagim, one of the Rishonim, and this is quoted by the Magen Avraham, says the reason, he says, he points out that it's the Minna Kosher to be Tokay from Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he says, and the Sefer Menhagim says, and what's the reason why? Kidei la'arbe v'asotan shlo yovim masayi Rosh Hashanah v'lo yikatreg. So he says the reason is ma'arbe v'asotan, because the satan hears the shofar being blown. Maybe today's Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah, next week's Rosh Hashanah. So he won't understand. And that's the reason why we're not mevarach the chodesh also during in chodesh elul for chodesh tishrei. So the satan should not know. And he says, now, and then he says, we don't blow the shofar of Rosh Hashanah in order that the Satan will think, oh, they didn't blow Rosh Hashanah, must be Rosh Hashanah passed. Okay? Okay, that's what he says. The Magen Avraham, he says, the reason why we blow shofar of Rosh Hashanah in source number 6 is to be mafsik, to show that, make a hashtag between the Tkiyas to Rishus, the Tkiyas which is a Chiyav on every single Yachid, or the Tkiyas which is not a Chiyav the Araisa, and the Tkiyas that might be Mitzad Min Chazal, and therefore the last day of Lo Shofar is on Chav Ches Tishrei, and then he discusses according to that a Baal Tekeya can practice, because everyone knows he's just practicing, and he says, then he gives the reasoning is, the reason for Tkiyas Shofar is La'arvev HaSatan, to confuse the Satan, so we shouldn't know at all. But that's the Shita of the Ramah, that the reason why we don't blow Rosh Hashanah is Kedei La'arvev Et HaSatan. However, I would like to, it seems to me, I think it's, on some level, it's difficult to understand that we're confusing the Satan. He should think Rosh Hashanah passed. So I'd like to try to understand another reason, another way to understand how we confuse the Satan. Now, blowing shofar Chodesh Elul is not the only trick we employ against the Chassan. There's another trick which is mentioned in the Chazal. It's Gemar Masech Rosh Hashanah. So we know that Rosh Hashanah, simply put, we blow Tkiyas before Musaf, before Musaf. So it's called the Tkiyas to Miyushav, according to most Rishonim. We blow Tkiyas, we blow a whole full set of Tkiyas, and then we blow again during Chazar Shashatz, some blow during Tefillah V'Lachash, and Chazar Shashatz, we blow during the Musaf itself. So the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah, on Dav Tes Zayin of an Aleph, asks the question, Lama Tokun Marian Kishen Yoshvin, V'Tokun Marian Kishen Omdim, why do we go ahead and blow when when we sit, and why do we blow when we stand? Should we four? Kedei la'arev ha-satan. He says, in order to go ahead and to confuse the satan again. So therefore, there's a takanas chazal to blow Rosh Hashanah, and the reason why we blow in this way is to, again, to confuse the satan. For Amar Rav Yitzchak, kol shana she'ein token lo b'tchilasa, any shana, any year where you don't blow at the very beginning, Mirian lo b'sofa. It will be a bad year at the end. Why? The low irviv l'satan. Now we know the reason why you blow Rosh Hashanah is because the din d'oraisa. But there's also somewhat in the tkiyah shofar implicit that we're confusing the satan. Now, why is it, how does blowing the shofar twice confuse the satan? So Rashi points out, because when the satan sees the Jews are mechabev mitzvos, they want to blow the shofar as much as possible. So Rashi says, so that in itself confuses the satan, because if we love mitzvos, how can he mekatri against us? How can he stand and accuse us of anything wrong? Right? However, Tosvis says, k'dei la'arev v'satan, Yerushalmi, he quotes to Yerushalmi, Dila Hamavas Lanetzach. That the Mavas, we know death, as Ras Hashem, very soon will be wiped out forever. And we know that the Satan is not just the Satan, we'll see that soon. The Satan, Chazal tell us, is the Malach Hamavas, the devil is the Malach Hamavas, and he's the Yetzahara, we'll see the Gemara. So the Satan knows that once that day comes, when Bila Hamavas Lanetzach, he's finished. So therefore he says, V'ksiv, what's going to happen on that day? Bila Mavas Lanetzach. V'ksiv, Yitkav HaShofar Gadol. He says, you talk of a Shofar Gadol, on that day you'll blow the Shofar Gadol. And he says, so therefore the Satan hears the Shofar blowing, thinks, oh my gosh, maybe that day has arrived. He's not sure. Then the Yerushalmi, Sman Achada Bahil, below Bahil. So the first time you blow the Shofar, concerned, not concerned, he's confused, conflicted, doesn't know what's going on. But then, he hears it a second time, Amar Vada Izeu Shipura, the Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol, this is definitely the sound of the Shofar Gadol. So, Mata Zimna, L'Mizbalei, M'Sarvei, V'Lesle P'nai, L'Ma'avid Kitkurya. So he says, he's getting all confused, all agitated, and he won't have a time to be Mekatrig. So according to the Yerushalmi, this shofar reminds the satan of the day of the Yom HaGadol V'Hanora, basically. Again, every year the satan is confused. We have to understand what that means. And that is how we are Mekatre the satan. I would like to do source number 12, then go back to source number 11. The source number 12 is the Baal HaMor Shita. And the Baal HaMor, he has a different shita on what are the kiyas to Meyushav and what are the kiyas to Mu'umad, without getting into the whole sugya. But he says like this. He says why? He says why? Because he has, in other words, he doesn't like the idea that kiyas that have the greater chiyav are done last. Now, for example, so according to what most of Rishonim, really the more important kiyas are the kiyas during Chazar Hashat Shmon Esrei, and the ones the kiyas Meyushav are Kedei La'arev V'Satan, let's say. He says, how can it be that the Ikar kiyas are done second? So he says, no. The kiyas to Meyushav are the kiyas you blow before Shmon Esrei, the kiyas you blow during Shmon Esrei. And he says, and what are the kiyas that you blow, he says, and even though the shliach tzibur, they're called kiyas miyushav. Why? Because the tzibur is sitting down. Even though the shliach tzibur is standing, but the tzibur is sitting down, and the kiyas. And what are the kiyas to mi'umad? So he says in the second line of source number 12 that kiyas shemu'umad hoisa b'minag b'yadam. It was the minog that they would blow the shofar whenever they went out of the Beit HaKnesset. In other words, when they were leaving the Beit HaKnesset. And he says, I found the raya for this in Rav Sadja Gon, that after the Tfilas Musar Rosh Hashanah, they would blow a true gedol arav v'satan, v'chein amar av Amram Gon, the amar av Haizal. He says, the Rav Sadja, we don't do b'toras, he says, we don't do b'toras minog, and I didn't hear our forefathers do it, but Yechidim are do it. But the Baal HaMor felt, those are the tkiyas to Mu'umad, as the Jews are standing, they're about to leave the Shul Rosh Hashanah, they blow the shofar. Now I don't know, and he says, and why do they do that? He says, not mitoch chavason, and he says it's a minch mitzvah min amuvchar. Again, this the top of the second page, kedei laarve v'tasotan, and he says v'shafer dami lasoskan. It's good to do this. He says, but if you don't do it, it's not a big deal. These are the words. He says, these are the words of the Gaonim. Now, before I proceed, I have to tell you that I didn't realize this until years later, but and I don't know how many shuls actually do this. They blow the shofar as you're leaving the shul. But my father was knowing in his yeshiva to blow the shofar at the very end of davening. In other words, the last 10 tekiyas were, I'm not sure what my uncle did, but the last 10 tekiyas were after Anam Zmiros. Okay, so in other words, they blew, my father didn't blow during Tefillah V'Lachash, so they blew 30 kolos before Shemoneh Esrei. They blew 30 kolos during Chazaras Hashatz. Then they blew, I forgot how it went. I think they actually, my father actually, I forgot how it went, but either 30 or 10, but he would blow 30 during, I think, the Kaddish Tiskabel. And then the last 10, he would blow after Anam Zmiros, before the Kaddish Yassam. And as a kid, I saw it, and I never even asked, why do you do this? And I assumed as a kid, what did I assume as a child? As a katan, I assumed. The reason is because my father felt Rosh Hashanah's interest, trust, perspective. It's good people shouldn't talk, you know, the whole davening. And this way, as opposed to people talking as soon as you finish Kaddish Shalom after Musaf, people were actually quiet left around in Zmiros. And in truth, that's actually what I thought. I never looked into the sugya. It was always in my mind. And maybe I think it was, must have been about 7 years ago, I was learning the sugya. I saw this Baal HaMor, I said, oh, that's why he did that. Because after Aleinu, after Anam Zmiros, that's the end of Tefillah. And what's the reason? The reason, again, is Kedei La'arbe V'tasotan. And I'd like to understand, what does it mean? What does it mean, La'arbe V'tasotan? Now, before we go on, discuss the Satan, one more Gemara. There's a very famous Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah after Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Everyone knows this Gemara. Gemara says, Amar Rash Kruspedoi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shalosh Svaram Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. Then Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens three books. Echad Shal Rishayim Gemurim, one book is of Rishayim Gemurim, Vechad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, Tzadikim Gemurim, Vechad Shal Beinanim, and one is a Beinanim. Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtavim, Nechtavim, La'artul L'chayim, Tzadikim Gemurim, right away, Rosh Hashanah, they're nechta, they're written, they're sealed, la'altu l'chayim, for life, Roshayim gemurim, nechtavim, la'altu l'misa, beinanim, tluyim d'om Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim. Okay? And we know that we aspire, all of us aspire, on some level, to be written in the book of la'altar, of tzadikim gemurim, nechtavim l'chayim la'altar. Why? Because on Rosh Hashanah night, we wish everyone Lashana Tova Tikasav Zechasim. The minute most kihilas is second night Rosh Hashanah, first night day Rosh Hashanah, you say Gemar Tov, Shana Tova, because we want to assume everyone's been written already in the Sifrei Chaim. Okay? Minik Chabad, actually, for all those who are aware, is that from Tzom Gedalion on, they don't say Slichos. Why? Because what do we say slichos for? Already nechtavim lechayim la'altar. That's the minhag chabal. You know. So the question is, what do you do then? What do you do the rest of the Seder Yom Kippur? What's Yom Kippur for? If Roshan already came, you're nechtav and nechtav. What did tzaddikim do? What did tzaddikim do? And you know, it's funny. I see people who are tzaddikim. They're Rosh Yom Kippur. They're sitting there. They're davening. You know, I think they can take it easy. Why? Because that is another question. And then I'd like to finish off this part of the shir with one more question. A very, very strange Gemara, Maseches Yuma, which I can't really explain fully, but a certain idea I'd like to speak about. The Ritva in source number 15, Maseches Rav Chav Vav Mabez, is discussing the minhag to blow shofar, Motzi Yom Kippur. And there are many reasons why. And he holds the reason blowing the shofar is Zeichel L'Yovel. Okay? He suggests a reason of Kedei La'arvev HaSatan. You blow shofar Yom Kippur, Naimot Yom Kippur, La'arvev HaSatan. It confuses Satan. He says, it can't be. Why not? He says, because there's no Satan in Yom Kippur. Satan doesn't operate in Yom Kippur. Okay? And what's his... So there's no reason to argue with Satan. What's his raya? His raya is from the Gemara Maseches Yuma. Now we know that his Mambeis HaMikdash, it was very important that the Kohen Gadol didn't fall asleep. It's very important. And therefore, the people in the Beis HaMikdash, as we'll see people in Yerushalayim, employed all sorts of tricks to make sure the Kohen Gadol wouldn't sleep. So the Gemara says, Maseches Yuma, and Daf Yud Tesem Abeis, going to Daf Chaf Med Aleph, that Miyakir Yerushalayim, the very special people of Yerushalayim, even those who weren't in the Beit HaMikdash at that time, they wouldn't go to sleep Yom Kippur night. Lo Yishen and Kolai, they wouldn't sleep the whole night. What would they do? They would learn. Why would they learn? Remember, Yerushalayim was smaller in those days. Kedei Sheyishma Kohen HaGadol Kol Havara. The Kohen Gadol will hear their Kol Havara, the echo of their learning, and that would keep him awake. Lo Teheshena Tuchatavat Chatavto. And therefore, he would never, sleep would not take hold of him. Okay? So Tanya B'Shol Omar. So all of a sudden, they became a minhag, very special people, stayed in Kippur night. So Abishol Omer, Abishol says, Afikvulin, even in Chutzlaritz, in certain places, Hayosin Kane, they did this Zechel Mikdash. The people would stay up a whole night Yom Kippur. He says, Ella Shayu Chotin. But the problem was, where they did it, instead of staying up and learning, they ended up sitting. We look at the Gemara, very difficult to understand. Amar Abai b'sem Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. In which place did it happen? They stayed up a whole night and ended up sitting. Tirgum on Narda. And happened in Narda. In Narda. The Amar Leil Yol Rav Yehuda. Achmed Rav Sala Chasida. He says, El Yol said to Rav Yehuda, Achmed Rav Sala Chasida. I mean, you ask the question, why Mashiach didn't come? It's very simple. It's Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year. The Avol Kam Besultav in Arda. It basically says, in the Arda, there are some improper actions going on. Terrible things going on, Yom Kippur. So, Amar Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma Amar. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? Baruch Hu's quoting the Pasuk. LePesach Chatas Rovetz, that sin is crouching by the door. So then he says, was Satan my Amar? What's the Satan saying? Mara says, Satan b'yom et kippura les be reshus lashtunai. The Satan on Yom Kippur has no reshus to prosecute, to speak against Klal Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. He says, why me my? Amra v'rchama ha-satan b'gematria tlas meya v'shitin v'arba have. Satan b'gematria ha-satan is 364. There are 364 days. The Satan has reshus to Makatre. One day, so he says, his second, so let's see, because you have with the hay, Ha Satan, with the hay. He says, why the Yom the Kippurah, less reshus last than Yom Kippur, he has no reshus. That's a gematria. But it's a gematria of Chazal. He has no reshus. So what does that mean? What does it mean the Satan does not have reshus to mikatreg on Yom Kippur? Okay, so again, just to go through the questions I very quickly, we ask number one, what is the koach? What is the koach of the shofar? There's some koach of a shofar that's even greater than any muster shmuz. The second question is how do we confuse the Satan with the Kol HaShofar every single year? What does that mean? So obviously, Arvav HaSatan doesn't simply mean to confuse the Satan. The third question is when they understand that the Satan thinks that the Yom HaGadol V'Nora is approaching. How do we understand that? What do Tzaddik and Gemurim do from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur? And to understand the idea of blowing the shofar according to the Balamor and the Gonav at the end of Tefilos on Rosh Hashanah. So in order to understand, we have to understand the Satan. Who is the Satan? Now, I don't really have any claim. You know, I don't have a relationship with the Satan, I don't think. I hope not. So he says, however, the Satan, we know, a few times the Satan appears in Tanakh, and probably the time where the Satan is the star is in Sefer Iyov. Okay, Sefer Iyov, Perek Aleph, source number 17, Pesukim Vav to Yud Veiz, Vayihi Ayom, Vayavo B'nei Elokim, Lisyatze V'al Hashem, Vayavo Gam HaSatan B'Socham. So it was that day, and the Bnei Olakim, whatever that means, came to be Vakarish Baruch Hu, and the Satan came with them, which was surprising, as we'll see in a minute. Vayomer Hashem al Satan Mayayin Tavo. And in Pasuk Zion, Hashem says to the Satan, where are you coming from, Satan? Vayan the Satan as Hashem, Vayomer, Mishot Baretz, and Mishalichba, I'm coming Mishot Baretz. The Rambam, in Mor Nebuchim, it's source number 20, so he says, that what's the idea of Mishot Baretz Halichba? He says the bottom line is that the Satan comes by himself. There's no relationship with him and the Leonim, any relationship. And that's why he says, he says he was basically in the Aretz. He was in the land. Okay? He has no relationship with us. And Hashem said to Satan, have you took notice of my Eved Eov? Ki ein kamo ba'aretz, ishtam v'yashir elkim v'sor meira. And the Satan says, what do you expect from Eov? Nothing ever happened to him. So he says, you give him so much. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, do what you want. Don't touch his goof. Don't touch his body. All right, and then in Perek Beis, Eov is still, good in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's books. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Satan, you can touch his body now, just make sure you don't kill him. Okay, fine, and then we have the rest to say for Eov, what Eov goes through his challenges. Who was the Satan? As I mentioned before, the Satan is, the Gemara of Basra says, Amar Resh Lakish, who was Satan, who Yetzirah, who Malach HaMavis. The Satan, the Malach HaMavis, the Yetzirah, all the same person. Okay, and therefore, in order to understand the Satan, to understand the Malach HaMavis is, we have to understand who the Yetzirah, what the Yetzirah is. Now, to understand it literally is difficult. We know the Satan is Mekatreg. So I was thinking that, what is the Yetzirah? What's our Yetzirah? Yetzirah, as we know, Yetzirah is not something which is necessarily bad. You serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu both Yetzers, the Yetzirah and the Yetzer Tov. But a person can sin with the Yetzirah. And the Satan, Malach HaMavis, and the Yetzirah are really ideas, because Malachim, in a certain sense, are ideas that pose challenges to people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know, did not put us on earth for a free ride. There are challenges. There are challenges. And the Satan, the Yetzirah, Malach HaMavis, pose challenges to people. I'd like to start with the Yetzirah. What's the Yetzirah? The Yetzirah is a challenge. It challenges the desire. God puts us in situations where, we have a type, we have a desire. And because of that, we have to overcome that challenge. And sometimes we don't overcome that challenge. That's the Yetzirah. What's the Malach HaMavis on literal meaning? So one of the challenges that we face today, unfortunately, is the challenge of how people deal with the whole concept of death. We know today, the world we live in, until Tchias HaMesim, until Tchias, the end of days, we're going to deal with death. And how do we deal with death? The day that Esav HaRasha went bad was the day he dealt with death. The day that Avram Avinu died. So Chazal explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Avram to see his grandson go off. On the other hand, it was the day, he says, Esav says, Lama is Lali B'chara, Kinochi Holech Lamus, I'm going to die. In other words, how do we deal with the concept of death? The Jewish people, the Chet Egel. What happened? They thought the Moshe Rabbeinu died. Right? And it's quoted in the Pasuk. He says, let's eat and drink the Epicurean approach because tomorrow we die. So how do we deal with the approach of death? Are we frustrated? Who are we like? We like, Rav Yochanan, we're like the Chedush Yerim, and others who unfortunately when they had to deal with death, they were Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And others who faced death were not Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And then the third is the Satan. And what is the Satan? So I think the Satan, based on with Eov, he is the Satan represents those challenges, how we react to challenges in life. Because we know life is not simple. There are challenges. There are challenges with health. There are challenges with money. There are challenges with politics. We read what's going on in the news. There are challenges with children. There are so many challenges in the world, and how do we deal with it? And that's when the Gemara says, when Resh Lakish says, who Satan, who Yetzirah, who Malach HaMavis? What he means is that who sotri yetzirah malach hamavas, what that means is that it's all the same, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to give us a free ride in his infinite wisdom, and therefore he faced challenges, but challenges in different realms. And the question is, how do we deal with that? And therefore when we speak, I think when we speak on Rosh Hashanah, Chodesh El, Yom Kippur, about being ma'arv of the Satan, we're trying to say is not to fool the Satan, but how can we rise up against these challenges? Because these challenges are not simple challenges. As I said, they're really not simple challenges. They're not simple challenges. How do we rise up against these challenges? What do we do? And I think that certainly one of the ways to rise against these challenges, and this is the message we're told, when a person realizes what he can accomplish, where he's going to be, the goal that he is going to reach, that on some level helps him acquire certain challenges. A person might think, who am I? How can I? I think I'm so special. I can hold myself back. But when a person realizes what he can accomplish in life, or even thinks what he can accomplish in life, then maybe he can rise up against these challenges. On a similar level, there is a Gemara, a very famous Chazal. It's in Vayikra Rabbah, Yalkut Shorim, about so many places. It's about Reuven, about Amram, about others that I think about Boaz. It says about Reuven, source number 22, that if Boaz would have known, if Reuven would have known that when he saved Yosef, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have written about the Torah, which he didn't know, he says he would have carried him back to his father on his shoulders. I heard from my father. Why? Because Reuven didn't think he was anything special. And therefore, Reuven was guilty. He faced a challenge. He had the pressure of his brothers who were convincing him why Yosef is a Mesis and Mediach. He's a Morid B'Malchus. And he wasn't able to stand up. But if Reuven knew who he really was, what he could accomplish, what he could be one day, he would have stood up. And when we have to go ahead and deal with the Satan, where the Satan represents those ideas, those challenges, the challenges that life throw in front of us. So we have to just think about what we can accomplish with life, what we can go ahead and what we can do. As a matter of fact, when we speak about the Satan, Gemara Maseches Brachos and other places, La'olam al yiftach adam piv la Satan. So we know, a person should never open up his mouth to the Satan. And what does it mean not to open your mouth to the Satan? The Gemara says. In other words, a person, literally what it means is, it doesn't mean, I remember once I was bowling as a child with my sister and her friends, and I said something about that, someone's going to get a strike. And my sister said to me, Al tiftach fil la Satan. And that's not what it means. Al tiftach fil la Satan means, that, what does it mean? Kimat kistom hayil amor deminu? We say, are we so bad we're like Sodom? He says, you think you're like Sodom? Yeah, you'll be like Sodom. Don't think that you're so bad. The difference is something. Yes, we have to do tshuva. But a person should always realize, keep in front of his mind, what he can accomplish, the goals he can reach. And if he does that, he can go ahead and reach very high goals. I'll tell you a story. I think, and this brings home the point. We don't know. It's very, unfortunately, we live in a world full of pain. So we don't know what happens in the world that we live in. And the truth is, it's good that we can't read the future, because if we could read the future, a lot of us, including myself, would probably have never tried to accomplish certain things because we'd be so depressed sometimes by what's going to be, And that's saying that, people think, oh my gosh, this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. So a good thing, and therefore, if we go ahead and we don't know the future, maybe we can overcome the challenges of the future. There is Rabbi David Goldwasser, who is a rabbi in New York and a psychologist, a social worker, was once called to save a girl who was threatening to commit suicide. And this girl, and I remember the story, it wasn't like she was sitting by a desk. She was ready at that time, I think, ready to jump. And he was called, and he couldn't do anything to convince her. Nothing. And he thought all was lost. And then as he was about to give up, he said to her, wait. If you jump, she says, what am I going to tell your chassan? And she says, what? What chasam? He says, don't you know that everybody, every lady has a chasam that's out there? Can't understand the world sometimes. Every man has a kala. And when she heard that, she came inside. Now, I don't know what happened to the girl afterwards, but when we realize that we can accomplish a certain goal, that helps us overcome our challenges. Helps us overcome our challenges. I've worked. I'm not so involved anymore. But 4.5 years I spent with boys who were at risk. 4.5 years, not something. And Baruch Hashem, I mean, I'm not involved anymore, but I've actually, Baruch Hashem, still involved with those boys. I was Masar Kedushin at one wedding. I was at another wedding. Someone just had a baby. And, you know, you can imagine if I told them 6 years ago, when they were in the depths of what's considered tummy, right? That one day you'll be married and have a house, I'll be halacha, and have a child, a baby daughter. They never would have believed me. You have to convince them what they can accomplish, they can reach. And that's l'arvivet ha-satan. That's l'arvivet ha-satan. That's why I think that the whole idea of blowing the shofar, because we know that the shofar symbolizes so many days. It symbolizes Yom HaGadol of Anora. The shofar reminds us about Yom Kippur and reminds us the goals that we can reach one day. And therefore we blow the shofar during Chodesh Elul. Why? Because we have to remind ourselves of the fact that Rosh Hashanah is coming. Okay? So during Chodesh Elul we say, wow, Rosh Hashanah is coming. We're going to have Rosh Hashanah and we're going to have Yom Kippur. And therefore if we're going to reach that peak of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we are something special. And therefore we can work on ourselves. There's something we can accomplish in life. And it's true that if you look at source number 16, I mentioned there, the Rosh says, why do they people blow say slichos during Chodesh Elul, different minhagim? Some the Rosh points out, some say slichos during Seder Simei Tshuva. Some people go ahead and they say slichos during some people say slichos during the from Chodesh Elul, and the Rosh points out that why? He says that the reason why for Chodesh Elul is because we say slichos because Moshe went the third time up to Har Sinai, and he came down with Luch Hoshinis and Yom Kippurim. So in other words, it's a connection to Yom Kippur. So we're blowing shofar now in order to remind Yom Kippur's coming. Yom Kippur, where you stand with Nei Hashem. And if we realize that we're going to be in that day of Nei Hashem, that the Umos Olam are not Zocha to this. We're Zocha. So of course we can grow and we can overcome challenges. And that's how we are Ma'arviv the Satan. Because Ma'arviv the Satan means the Satan tries to fool us and make us feel like there's a problem of our lives. We're faced with challenges and we can't grow. We can't reach a certain point. And the shofar comes and screams out and says, no, you can reach a certain point. And that's why Musa, as the Beis Yosef points out, Asichas Musar is not enough. Just to have a Musar Shemuz, because it says, okay, do tshuva. But the point of doing tshuva is to realize not that we're doing something wrong necessarily, but also realize what we can reach, the levels we can reach. And that's why you have to go ahead. And you have to go ahead and you have to hear the shofar. That's why in Chodesh Elul or Arvid the Satan, we blow the shofar. How do we blow the shofar? We blow the shofar in order to remind us that Yom Hashanah is coming, Yom Kippur is coming, and to remind us of the Yom HaGadol of Anora. All right. So the Malach HaMavetz is fooled because he thinks that day is going to be destroyed, but we're thinking, aspiring to a world we don't have to deal with the tomb of the Malach HaMavetz. That we're going to be in that world. We're not going to deal with the challenges of the Satan, of the Yetzirah, of the Malach HaMavetz. We're going to be in such a high level. So now we can overcome these challenges in realizing what our potential is going to be. And the same thing when we blow the shofar out of court, and that's what the Yishalmi points out, that the Satan is fooled because he thinks Yom HaGadol Vanora. Satan is not stupid. But we have to smarten up ourselves and realize that we're going to reach Yom HaGadol Vanora. Yom HaGadol Vanora. I know, it's frightening Yom HaGadol Vanora. However, you know, in the Masorah, we know that the Jewish people, we spar to be tzaddikim, they will stand out in Yom HaGadol Vanora and receive the reward they're supposed to be. So why is there Yom Kippur for the tzaddikim gemurim? Because the only reason tzaddikim gemurim can do tshuva properly, be accepted properly at Rosh Hashanah or Chodesh Elul, is because they realize Yom Kippur is coming. If they didn't realize Yom Kippur was coming, Rosh Hashanah would be absolutely worthless. Because it's the idea that you're going to reach the day of where you stand lefnei Hashem, as my uncle so beautifully pointed out so many times, that in itself is what makes Rosh Hashanah special. So even though we're nechtav v'nechtam on Rosh Hashanah, but it's because of Yom Kippur. So of course we have to celebrate and observe and do the avod of Yom Kippurim in the proper way. And that's why, obviously, the Gemara Maseches Yuma points out that the Satan is not active on Yom Kippur. How can a Satan be active in Yom Kippur? And it's funny, the Gemara says, even though there are Jews who are committing terrible acts in Yom Kippur, the Satan is not active. How? Why? Because Yom Kippur is still Yom Kippur. And a Jew still realizes that any Jew, no matter what, on Yom Kippur realizes that he can reach the highest heights. And therefore, once we know that, whatever Aveira he did in Yom Kippur, he can still go ahead and he can overcome that challenge. And we have to always keep in our mind that Yom Kippur is coming. That in Yom Kippur we can reach the highest levels. Just finish off that we know that besides the Satan, every year tries to confuse us, the Satan tried to confuse and to stop Avram Avinu. It says, Vayar Tarm Erechok, they were going to the Akedah and they saw the mountain from far. And there's no Vav. Why not? So the Baal HaTurim says, in Bereishis Perech Chavez, Pasuk Dalid, Karibay Marchik, that the Satan was Marchik the Makam. The Satan wanted to make it seem like it was impossible to reach the Akedah. That's the Satan. The Satan wants to make it seem that we can never reach that highest level. And the Medrash Seichel Tov in Paras Vayera says, Merachok, he says, Shnei Masr Mil, 12 mil. They were 12 mil away. He says, and what happened though? What did they see? 12 mil away. The Sultan made it far for them. But what did they see? Vayar machem rachok, ra'anon kasha lahar, va'amit shalesh besocho, v'heivin kisham kvod ha'shchina, mimetan eslo. Avram Yitzchak knew the kvod ha'shchina is waiting. The Sultan wants to make the kvod ha'shchina seem far away from all of us. That's the trick of the Sultan. And how do we trick the Sultan back, confuse the Sultan? We realize. What we do is we realize that the Kavod HaShechinah is very close. It's approachable, it's reachable. And we speak about being Ma'arviv the Satan, Chodesh Elul, and Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. The point is for us to realize that it's reachable. Yes, we might have done certain things that were wrong. Ain't Sadik Varshiyat Aleyechta, but to reach that goal is reachable. To influence, inspire our families and ourselves that we can reach Yom Kippur. Last year I spoke about Elul having Yichus Atzmo. But besides that, Elul also has the Yichus that is close to Yom Kippur, and our eyes are always turned towards Yom Kippur from now on. There's a famous mashal, the Svarim. I'm not going to say the whole mashal now. But that Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur is compared to a story of a Bas Melech who was living with her husband, and her husband wasn't treating her properly. She sent a letter to her father, and her father said, I'm coming in 40 days. Eyes are towards Yom Kippur. So besides being afraid of Yom Kippur, certain pachad, we have to realize it's special schus to be Yom Kippur, and keep focused Yom Kippur is coming. And if we realize that we're going to commemorate and celebrate and experience Yom Kippurim, so any challenges that life might throw upon us, we can handle. Because the Jew who reaches Yom Kippurim can really rise to any challenge. And that's the way to trick the Satan, to realize that the Jewish people, all of us, have a special yichus. And There are special roles for us, special days and special experiences. And if we know we can reach those special experiences and experience them, then we can rise to any challenge. We should be zochet to a Chodesh Elul, that we're all moved and all can rise to the challenge and keep realizing and feeling the approach of Yom Kippurim.
And the truth is, even, you know, I think even by the time the last week comes, even by the time the last week comes.